everyone, and we are back. I am Richie Zamora with Chef Ed Bugia and Chef Charwin T.
Hello.
Ed.
Hello.
We are going to be continuing our discussion from the previous episode. Chef Char, take it away.
Yes. So we've been talking about food from travel, no? Because, hey, let's face it, we all miss travel. But this time around, kasi I think, you know, our previous episode was overly positive. So
right.
let's add a bit of realism, no? Kahit paano, it's always hit or miss when we travel. So for you guys, what is, let's call it the worst food, for lack of a better term. Pero we can always talk about what food disappointed you. Yung parang kasi syempre when we travel, we only have a few hours and a few days. Eh. So parang pag kumain ka dito, parang sayang. Eh, ilan lang yung lunch ko dito, ito pa yung pinili ko. Mm-hmm. You guys have an example of that?
Ako, I do. So, and
parang
I mean bigat, this in the
parang
most...
bigat sa kalooban.
every time I remember my experience, it was a fun experience. It was very enjoyable, no? And I would gladly go back to that country. But for the life of me, if I had the choice of making the itinerary for food, it would be much different than what we had. I did not really enjoy our trip to Ho Chi Minh. Mainly because, yes, I know. Every time I tell people that, they are they are absolutely shocked. But it's mainly because 60 or 70% of the dishes served to us were vegetables.
Gets kita dyan. Like yung mga ano, kasi when I go to Ho Chi Minh for work, when I go there for work, we would order the yung mga gulay na wala masyado dito, like morning glory. So
bingo.
I don't even know what a morning glory is, and I'm a chef.
Pero masarap,
all I know is that it's
morning glory.
Masarap. Yeah.
So it was really siguro every time we had lunch or lunch or dinner. If they would bring out 8 dishes, two would be meat, and perhaps one fish, and then the rest are vegetables or some seafood that I also don't eat, diba? So it wasn't so much the food in Ho Chi Minh is bad. It's just that since I was not able to curate it to my liking, I wasn't able to really maximize my time there. So I was very thankful for this charming little place below our hotel where I was able to enjoy a meal at the end at the end of the day before we were able to sleep. So you guys might have heard of it. It's called Burger King.
Oh man.
Like, pa naman ako ilista kung ano tong exotic.
Ho Chi Minh is one of my dream destinations with non-work. I want to bring my family, mm-hmm. my loved ones, my friends. I'll do the tour for you next time, Richie. I mean, pagka may time tayo. As in, it's cheap. The food is cheap. They're cheap. The hotels are cheap. I mean, I'd love to take you guys around there. Promise.
You know, I'm not a big fan of pho. Mm. I mean, I'm okay. I mean, I eat it, but it's not something. Now, if you told me ramen, it excites me more. Mm-hmm. If you told me lamian noodles or something like that, it excites me more. Something like that, no. But pho, I'm not that big into it. Even banh mi, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of pate kasi, mm-hmm. diba? So it's not really. It doesn't really tickle my fancy, as they would say. Oh, so man. I was trying to find things that that I could relate to gastronomically, but I was really shut down at every attempt. So yun.
do you eat crab though?
I don't eat crab.
Oh man, kasi yung allergy mo.
Allergy.
Oh, man. Basta, kaya ko yan. Gagawa kita ng special itinerary ng Vietnam.
All right. Challenge accepted.
Yan yung tipong, oh my God, this is the Ho Chi Minh I never saw. this is the dark side of Ho Chi Minh I never saw. Ganun. Yeah.
The underbelly.
Yan, yan. Yung mga tipong, what is this alleyway, Ed? Where are we going? Ganun, ganun yung gagawin ko sa inyo. Yeah.
Sige, game. Game ako dyan.
Ikaw, Ed.
How about kayo?
Ako? Meron pa bang, what would you say is the worst food na you've, well, not, yeah, or the most disappointing ever?
Okay. Okay. This one is, it's a story na may redemption arc. A lot of people in Taiwan told me to try this beef noodle place, no? It's the famous one. I forgot if it was called Nanking beef. I'm trying to remember what it's called. The beef brisket na noodles. It's the one with mustard greens, mustard tops on top, na pickled mustard greens na ano na place. Everyone would recommend me to go there. I went there. I had it. I was like, this is tough beef. What are you guys talking about? It's hard, hard to chew. The soup is kalamong paliguan ng chili para lang magkalasa. So I was so disappointed because I was looking forward to it. We're a big, parang, di ba, in the Philippines tayo, beef mami, eh, di ba? Beef mami, beef wonton mami. That's our jam. So when I went there, I was expecting something else. Even my wife, I said, hey, is it just me? Sabi niya, nope. Also me. Redemption Arc, I went to one of the sikatang Taiwan for their four major night markets na food markets. Eh. I went to the more famous one. It's called Chilin. In Chilin, the commercial district on top, you can try everything there, but there's a secret parang food court sa baba in one of the buildings there. That's where most of the vendors eat, no? So, of course, if you're a vendor there, you sell food. You know where the good stuff is. I went to the basement. That's my redemption arc. I saw the noodles again. Eh. Gabi, malamig. So I go, let's try it again. Why not? And I tried it. Amazing. Blown away. So I go, okay. So sometimes you really have to try this sa mga, ano, give it a second chance. Wag yung pag natikma mo na one time, pangit nito, ayoko na nito. Give it a second chance. I loved it. Yun.
Correct, correct, correct. I have to agree with that, I think.
Yeah.
Kasi parang philosophy ko yan eh. Like, whatever it is, kahit ahas man yan or whatever, basta I'll eat it twice from two different places para talagang masabi ko na, okay, di ko talaga gusto tong, di ko talaga gusto to. Like, I gave it a chance and I really didn't like it.
Okay, ikaw, Char, meron ba? May ganun ka experience?
Actually, I've been pretty lucky in terms of I've never traveled to a place na may kinain ako tapos parang ako, yung parang sobrang disappointed ako. Like, naramdaman ko yung level of disappointment ni Richie eh. Yung parang, but I guess, I think for me, yung that South African trip really was the, no. Oh God, how could I forget? Okay. We went on a tour in China. I think it was Guangzhou or Guilin. Guilin yata. So parang, but it was part of a tour. Kasi sabi nga ng dad ko, yung dad ko can speak Fukien, but he cannot speak Mandarin very well. So mom ko lang yung fluent in Mandarin. So parang sabi ng dad ko, to be safe, let's just join a local tour. Alam mo yun, it covers hotel, it covers food, all of the sites. Kasi yung Guilin, marami siyang mga, alam mo yung mga mountains na may shaped. And then yung mga stalactites na may formation, ganyan. But that it's a very nature-centric trip, no? Tapos, sarang sabi ng dad ko, okay lang yan, no? How bad can it be? It's Chinese food, right? Parang they promised us Chinese food in the tour. And then parang one of those meals, alam mo yun, ang daming ulam. So, on the surface, sabi mo, huwag ka naman mag-complain, eh, anim yung ulam mo, tapos may kanin. Di ba? So, pero ang isa sa mga ulam nila was soup, di ba? Pagdating yung soup, it was, kukwento ko sa iyo how it looked, and then kukwento ko sa inyo how it tasted. Okay? Mm. How it looked like dalawang kamatis na hiniwa into four. So there's like eight quarters of kamatis. Mm-hmm. And then clear water. That's what it looked like. So sabi ko, baka, siguro may,
baka pang banlaw ng kamay yan.
Yun na nga yung naisip ko eh, di ba? So parang tinignan ko yung ibang tables. Kasi syempre, it's a tour, so iba-ibang tables. Everybody was drinking the soup. So parang ako, siguro there's some secret Chinese technique na hindi ko alam na mukha siyang tubig, tsaka kamatis lang, pero masarap siya. Di ba? Baka niligyan nila ng bechin or something. Tinikman ko siya. And remember how it looked? That's how it tasted. As in, kamatis na pinakuluan sa tubig. That's my God, like, I've never had Chinese food I didn't like. But man, that dish was just... Buti na lang talaga may scrambled eggs sila. Alam mo yun? Like, I don't... Siguro, naisip nila, oh, kailangan natin bigyan ng anim na dish to. Ano pa mang meron tayo dito? Oh, itlog na scrambled eggs sila. At least masarap yung scrambled eggs nila. Yung, alam mo yung oily na malambot na scrambled eggs. That's pretty good. So, yun na lang, minix ko sa rice. Inisip ko parang fried rice na lang yung kinakain ko. Because that soup was not doing anything. Like, it looked like water with tomato. It tasted like water with tomato.
Sinabaw na kamatis.
Sinabawan na. Tomato concasse. Ayan, tomato concasse.
Buti pa yung tomato water. At least tomato water may lasa. Ito talaga literally water and tomatoes. No? So, man, buti na lang.
Did you research about it? What it was?
No, it was...
It really sounds like a pang banlaw ng daliri or something. I don't know.
Hindi, it was served in a soup bowl. Tapos katabi niya yung mga individual soup bowls where you can... serve it. No, it was really I think kasi at this time no, when we went, this was pre like medyo malakas pa yung hold ng communist China na, so parang and probinsya to, so they weren't very ano with their food, especially to foreigners. Parang they always assumed na foreigners would never understand their food, so they would never serve the real food, so they would serve these dishes na they think, ito yung pagkaintindi ng foreigner sa Chinese food. Parang okay. Ganun yung
what do they like? Nila. Tomato soup. Okay.
Campbell. Campbell tomato soup. So yun.
Grabe yun. But I want to wash that memory off the palate, guys. Let's talk about something more, ano. On the looking forward side naman. Is there food from your travels that is so good na you have decided I have to travel there again just to eat that again?
So ikaw, Char, meron ka bang in mind? Mukhang napaisip ko ni Richie dun eh.
Actually, marami. Oh, Richie, ikaw.
One of the reasons why hindi ako nagsasawa sa Hong Kong, it's because of roasted duck. Roasted duck. I can, when I was there, practically every day, one meal was at least once a day was roasted duck.
Grabe. So, do you have a favorite place?
I did go to what you call that? Oh my God, my memory. Yatlok,
yeah.
Yeah. I went to Yatlok. It was amazing. Especially, and I was pleasantly surprised with how delicious the asado was as well. I was blown away. If you guys go to my YouTube channel, you'll see my experience there. It was rather weird because I was vlogging it. I was saying, there's no way I'm gonna go here and not vlog it. But you remember, if you go to Yatlok, the seating, if you're in a party of how many, there's a good chance you guys won't sit together.
Right.
So, but I was alone. Rina wanted to go on a tour. She wasn't hungry. So and she was with her cousins as well. And I was the only one who wanted to go on a food trip at 3 PM. So I was hoping if I go at 3 PM, wala masyadong tao. Little did I know, the line had to be around like 30 or 40 people waiting. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, since they were in groups, there was a table of 6 where one person left and there were like a group of two, one person solo, and then there was an empty chair. So the girl went, one person.
Kasi yan yung mix and match na resto. You can sit anywhere, eh, di ba?
Correct. So I raised my hand, one person. And so I sat there with my Osmo Pocket trying to take a video. I couldn't talk because they were watching me. And with the waitress kind of looking at me na parang, eat your food because there's so many people waiting. Di ba? So I'm trying to... because she was giving me the evil eye when I was taking pictures and stuff like that. Di ba? So it was quite the experience. I could tell that they wanted to at that time, because the Osmo was new. It, di ba, the Osmo came out in December of 2019 or something, or 18, basta kung anong kakalabas lang talaga. So when I brought it out, even the locals around me were kind of amazed with it. And then when these two people, this couple sat beside me, they took the empty chairs. The girl started taking pictures of the duck leg. I asked for a duck leg, but they said that it wasn't done yet, or she did understand me.
Yeah.
But 10 minutes later, the girl beside me brings up they serve her a duck leg, and then she starts taking pictures. And then I asked her, "Excuse me, do you mind? Can I take a video?" And that's when everyone started going, started talking to me in Mandarin, asking me what camera. And the good thing that her boyfriend was could understand, could speak well.
Yeah.
So she was saying, so she was the one translating.
Take it in Hong Kong, eh. Maraming tech, maraming gadget stores dun, eh, di ba?
Oh, so it was so yun. So I after that I didn't want to go back to Yatlok because I didn't want to have to line up. But so any restaurant that had goose, I would pass by for it at least once a day, and I also went to Delicious Kitchen for their pork chop.
Of course.
Delicious Kitchen. I made that pilgrimage. See, Richard again was telling me na, because I was telling him that my comfort food is North Park's double pork rib.
Mm.
I was telling him that, and he's like, alam mo, pag pumunta ka sa Delicious Kitchen, hindi mo napapansin yung North Park na yan. Never na ako kumain doon.
Ganun nga magsalita yun. No.
Diba? So, sorry. I said, okay. But I really love North Park. So I went to Delicious and oh my God. You know, he's often right when it comes to, I know he's a little harsh, but...
he's harsh, but he knows his food. Yeah.
So,
oh my God, that pork chop. Oh my God. Oh my God. Naman Richie naman eh. Bakit mo naman kasi pinaalala?
You know something weird for me na I would travel for? And it's especially weird kasi it would cost me so much money to fly there, no? St. Louis, Missouri. Although siguro mga 5 years from now pa ako pupunta kasi maraming anti-vaxxer doon. But but man, there's this place called John's Donuts, no? And medyo luma na yung sign. So pag tinignan mo sa malayo, parang John Doe not nasaan. But they open at 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So parang I thought it was weird. Parang sabi ng kaibigan ko, "Hey, there's this apple fritter that you gotta have when you're here." Sabi ko, sure, are we having it for breakfast? Kasi apple fritter, donuts, ganyan. Sabi, no, we're having it at 11 p.m. Parang ako, are you kidding me? I mean, hindi kidding yung ginamit kong word. But sabi ko, oh, sige, fine, whatever. Kasi yung pala, talagang they start frying and opening the shop at 11. And grabe, this apple fritter, hindi ko maintindihan kung paano nila ginawa. Kasi super lambot niya. As in, Krispy Kreme levels yung lambot.
Mm-hmm.
Pero may crunch siya sa loob na hindi ko maintindihan kung saan nanggagaling. Like, I don't know if it's the sugar that's fried to a crisp. Basta inside, there's some kind of crispiness there. Plus the apples.
Has anyone come close to it here in Manila?
As in, wala. I tried the apple fritters sa Tim Hortons. Kasi they're the only ones now that have it. And malayo. It's yung that weird crunch in the middle, it's super good. Like, and ano sila, parang it's one of those places in the States na you should know what to order when you get to the counter. Kung hindi, pagagalitan ka nila. Ganun nga sila eh. Yung parang, what do you want?
Americans are sneaky rude. Diba? People say it's the Chinese, you know, when you eat in their restaurants in Hong Kong, Taiwan, China. Actually, Taiwan nga hindi rude eh. Sometimes
Taiwan, Americans... Not at all.
Yeah, Americans are sneaky rude, man. If they see that, nag-iisip ka.
As in, pag yung naka-order ka na ng dalawa, pero nag-iisip ka pa what to fill up your dozen, di ba? Yung mga ganun, parang biglang, yung magro-roll sila ng eyes sa'yo. It's part of the charm, apparently. Yeah. Parang people know. People know it already. So yung iba na nanadya para mapagalitan sila, alam mo yun? Yeah. Like, but man, the apple fritter there is just so amazing. Parang worth the trip. Alam mo yun, pag nasa States ka na, worth dumaan ng St. Louis, which is, by the way, the birthplace of Dairy Queen, if I'm not mistaken. So
nice.
It's a good place to hang out then. And of course, my friends are there, no? Yung Guerrilla Street Food. They've been serving Filipino food there for mga 5 years na yata. Very, very successful restaurant. No? So yun, that's the place na it's so good, I want to travel back there again.
You know, nice. Chef Char, since you mentioned ano nga, the apple fritter, I know there's this pastry that I've been looking for quite some time now, no? But I've never been to Canada, but I know that it is
Beaver Tail.
Yeah. That is big in Canada.
Oh my gosh.
They used to be Beaver Tails here in the Philippines before.
Mm-hmm.
There was in Greenbelt. There was a stall in Greenbelt.
Saka sa and, Galleria, I think.
And Galleria, I believe so, yeah. And when I had it, I was blown away. That was the pastry itself was nice, crispy, flaky, buttery. Then you can, whether you have it lang butter, sugar, Nutella, cinnamon, or whatever, diba? I've been looking for that ever since na nagsara sila. No one has ever tried to make it yet. So,
kasi,
challenge ko yan sa mga home bakers.
Kasi diba, pastry chef ako eh. Yung nasa textbook yan ang sinaunang-sinauna pa ng mga pastry chef eh. Like, kasama yan sa bear claws, beaver tails. Yung mga yan, na parang mga shape ng ano yan, laminated dough eh. So, I'm
right.
Mahirap siya gawin talaga. It's like a croissant.
I made ano, during the first lockdown last year. Nabore ako, so I made beaver tails. But I don't know how, alam mo yun, parang, it was good, but iba pa rin kung sa Canada ka kumain. Like, I went to, forgot eh, pero it's the same store, yung franchise na yan na dinala dito.
Yeah, Beaver Tails yung name, if I remember, Beaver Tails din.
So, I went there, and I had one, and I just had the plain one with cinnamon sugar.
Right.
Super good. I mean, you can add chocolate, Nutella. Yes.
But it
M&M
doesn't hit it. No.
And I actually made some, well, I convinced the pastry chef sa Marco Polo Davao kasi diba, I did a food festival there. Right. They were creating all of my recipes. Kinausap ko yung pastry chef, sabi ko, boss, alam mo naman, di ako mahilig sa pastry, diba? Pero meron akong tatlong recipe na kailangan natin ilabas. So one of them was the beaver tails. And tuwa naman yung mga tao, but they really couldn't understand what it was. Eh.
Okay.
Alam mo yun? Kasi parang yung name pa lang, they're like, beaver tail? As in yung buntot. Parang ako, so isa-isa ko pang i-explain sa kanila. No, tinapay siya. I think kasi ang official generic name niya is Canadian fried bread or fried dough. Parang ganun.
Parang ganun lang. Yeah. So going back to Chef Ed naman, sorry. Ikaw, Chef Ed, if you could travel again, where would you go for the food?
I went on an epic food trip with one of our good friends, no, si Jutes Templo and his wife, Cello. It was a very epic trip kasi we did Hong Kong in basically 2 days and a half. It was 3 days, pero di ba, darating ka dun.
Sobrang, tapos, ano, before ka mag-continue, sobrang bitter lang ako na. Kaya hindi ako nakasama. I was shooting somewhere else. Sobrang bitter talaga ako because this trip was amazing.
I know we compressed 21 food spots in 2.5 days or 2 days. Parang something like that.
That sounds epic.
It was so epic. And we were eating until madaling araw because like there's this one spot that would open at 3 a.m. because it was in the university place, no?
Mm-hmm.
It would open at 3 a.m. It's a dim sum place, really famous. It literally translates to quicksand, no? Yung i-orderin mo dun. Mm-hmm. And we were always wondering, why is it called quicksand, that certain dim sum? When we first ordered it, apparently, yun ang pinaka-legendary sa Hong Kong na ano, yung salted egg na custard. Yung lava na bao. Yung lava bao. So, when we first had it, hindi pa yun uso sa Pilipinas. There was no Din Tai Fung here yet or whatever, no?
Pero meron na sa Choi Garden. Hindi lang sinasabi ng mga
Chinese. Meron. Yeah. So, when we first tried it, mapapasok ka talaga kasi it's like lava. And then, yung utak mo, mag-wild. Parang, what did I just eat? It's salted egg and it's sweet kasi it's custard. And tutulog talaga dito, napapasok yung dito mo, yung sa may gilid ng lips mo. And you would be like, ano to? And it's 3 a.m. And you'll be like, gabi na. Ay, mag-uumaga na. Pero sige, order isa pa. And this is the type of store na stacks of bamboo
baskets.
What do you call those? Bamboo steamer baskets. Uh-huh. Yung the style to order there is you just silip. Parang karinderya. Sisilipin mo. Tanggal ng takip. Ano to? Kuha. Ano to? Kuha. It's all the same price. Parang depende sa laki ng basket yata. Tapos ito. Uy, ano to? Tripe. Parang isa pa yun. Dun, same restaurant. Curry na tripe. Oh my God. Parang,
oh gosh.
Nagpapapak ka lang ng curry na tripe na. Yung tuwali, yung honeycomb na tripe pa. Oo. So parang, yun lang masaya ka na yun. That was 3 a.m. One of the most epic food trips I've ever had. I don't even remember what it was for. I think aniv nila, tapos naki-third wheel lang ako eh. Parang ganun eh.
And, Chef, at 3 a.m., puno yung place.
Puno yung place. Grabe. And buti na lang, may uso na yung Uber noon. And the Uber, naalala ko, Uber pa namin noon, was a Tesla eh. Parang, yeah, wow. Ang tahimik eh. Oh. Yeah. Yes, it was fun. That was one of my most memorable, ano. You would think so Hong Kong. Yeah, you would think Hong Kong, is that on top of your list? Parang, ang dali lang puntahan. Eh, di ba, naka-Spain ka na, naka-Portugal, whatever. Like, yeah, sure. I mean, it's up there, but this was a unique experience. Eh. Sometimes it's the overall impact of the certain item you've had. Eh. Di ba? I mean, kunwari, Spain and all the other countries we've all been to. We've traveled, no? Tayong tatlo. It's sure. Di ba? Like, sure. Spain, sure. You can have your jamon there, your whatever. Di ba? But end of the day, it will be the overall impact of that certain food item that you tried and then
right. How
mind-blown you were. Eh. So, yun.
Correct. Sa mga travels mo, Chef, I still can't get over that sandwich you had in Portugal. The one covered in cheese.
The Francesinha. It's called the Francesinha. It's a stoner / lasing kanana sandwich.
That sounds perfect.
It's like, there's ham, there's a sausage, there's like a pork chop in the middle. I'm probably forgetting two or three other meats inside. It's a sandwich, it's bread, they pour beer gravy, they put cheese to melt it all up, and then they serve it with a bucket of fries, no, a plate of fries, and that's how you eat it. It's really, it's amazing. It's like the signature dish of, ano, Porto, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you might as well call it the Richie Zamora.
Yeah, it is. I know someone, a Portuguese restaurant here in Frangos ba yun? I'm trying to recreate it. Pero iba pa rin doon. Yung talagang naliligo yung sandwich mo sa beer gravy. So yeah, that was wild. Yeah.
So parang sinagot na yata ni Ed yung final question ko for you guys.
Oh, what's the final question ba dapat?
We all had plans but then COVID hit so lahat tayo hindi makapag-travel but we didn't realize na we couldn't travel for 2 or more years. So now that we know that, ano yung parang slight regret na hindi nyo pa natatry food or place na you really, really want to go to na next time we have a chance. Parang, okay, hindi ko na palalagpasin, kailangan ko na pumunta.
Hindi ako na-try ko yung Francesina . Pero sige.
Ako, I'll start. I really, really want to try the beignets sa New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been to the States like several times in the past few years for pop-ups. And in the back of my mind, punta na ba ako New Orleans? Nandito na ako. Parang ako, next time na lang. As in, tinamaan na tayo ng COVID, hindi pa ako nakakapunta. So I think next time I go to the States, I have to drop by New Orleans just to try yung Café du Monde na beignets. No? I mean, it was featured in Chef. It's featured in a lot of travel shows. And I mean, I make my own beignets and they're delicious, but feeling ko nowhere near Café du Monde. So yun, that's for me. That's my
name. Yeah. Kau, Richie, meron? Talagang pass the message tayo eh. No?
Sorry, I'm time out. Ayan. Okay. For me, kasi I think I've mentioned I've mentioned a number of times that just before the pandemic started, we were supposed to go to the States with my entire family all 15 of us, di ba?
Wow.
We were supposed to spend, I believe it was like 2 weeks in Orlando. And I had researched places that I wanted to go because we were supposed to stay siguro mga, I think 4 or 5 days in Disney World. I wanted longer, but oh my God, it's really so expensive. Naawa naman ako sa, my mom was like, okay, I can afford mga 4 or 5 days. And if you guys want to stay longer, KKB. But I was like, mom, dapat mga 7 days or 8 days. And she's like, anything longer ng 5 days, kayo na bahala. Then, kaya naman at 5 days. Eh. Okay lang naman. But there was a restaurant there that I wanted to go at Orlando, in Disney World in particular. It was, you know, Chef Art Smith.
Yeah.
He has a southern restaurant. Yes, yes. Mm. He has a southern restaurant there called Homecoming. Mm-hmm. And the menu had different nice twists on southern cooking. Mga, yung mga different takes on biscuits and gravy and all of that. That, again, caters to my palate. And I was really, really looking forward to that because, you know, he has a, like a short rib hash. He has a hush puppy Benedict. All these things na parang ano, fried chicken. He doesn't have fried chicken and waffles. Ha? He has fried chicken and donuts. Ganun siya.
Oh God. That's hilariously awesome. Diba? That is so hilariously awesome.
And I just thought it would make for amazing content for my YouTube channel. No? So just one of the many things I had mapped out when we were going to go to the States, the places that I wanted to go. So, but one that stands out was yon, Art Smith's Homecoming.
Nice.
Ang gusto ko na rin puntahan yun. I hope it's still open when we get there.
I hope so.
Ang funny na all of us states pala yung gusto eh, no? Kasi ako
talaga, ikaw din?
Yeah. People would think, si Ed, ano to? Europe to, snob yung hayop na yan.
Kala mo Europe eh.
Hindi. States, pare, ano? My dream, Austin. All the smoke brisket yes. places, all the smoke houses there. Smoke right. na, meats, hindi smoke. Ano, smoke all the ribs. People don't know na that's always been my dream restaurant and I still haven't had one having a smoke meats place. No. I want to try Franklin's. I want to try Salt Lick. All of those famous ones.
Snows. Snows there?
Snows, yeah. I want to try Snows. I think Snows isn't in Austin. Eh. Nasa San Antonio. But I'm trying to remember. Or Houston or something. But every state in Texas has their own. Eh. Some specialize in short rib. Some specialize in ribs. Some in whole hog. Eh, diba?
Brisket. Yung
nakita natin. Brisket. They say brisket, it's really a signature of all. Pagalingan ng brisket. Pero honestly, with the brisket we get in Manila, chambahan yan eh, if you really wanna serve it. Eh. Meron talagang dry. Eh, kahit anong gawin mo. Eh. Kahit technique. I've been practicing. I secretly bought a smoker, a huge cabinet smoker. We stash it behind this restaurant in San Juan. Pagka may free time kami, pagka hindi ECQ, we go there. We smoke meats to practice. Na parang, sabi namin, R&D lang ng R&D. Tapos, iba-ibang kahoy. We use Santol. Mm-hmm. No? And then we try to, no? We try to keep on smoking para one day, kapag may confidence na akong mag-ano ulit, kasi COVID is so hard. Eh, diba?
Right.
Hindi mo alam kung mag-experiment ka, gagana ba? Hindi. Sabi namin, let's try. Malay mo. So, soon. Syempre, you wanna taste the real deal before you start saying na, hey, this is my version. Your version of what? Have you tried the original version ba?
No, diba? Correct.
Oh, so yun. Parang yun ang the dream ko. Kasi, mga Pinoy, hanggang West Coast lang usually umabot dahil yun ang pinakamurang flight eh, hanggang LA. Yung sikat dyan, yung ano eh, Lucille's.
Yes.
Yung Lucille's barbecue, di ba? Parang chain siya eh. Eh, yung Lucille's na yan, parang hindi naman yan.
Parang Max's sa kanila eh.
Parang racks nila yan. Na puro barbecue sauce lang eh. Ganun eh. So, yun. I really wanna go to Austin. And it's part of our... Pag natuloyan kami ni... Ano, kami ng wife ko, yung dream honeymoon namin na matuloy-tuloy na. Austin is there kasi Sharon, she wants to go for the culture naman. Ako for the food, siya for the culture.
Pag sinabay mo sa ano, no? South by Southwest or something.
Mismo, no? Yun ang the dream. Mm-hmm. Tapos road trip lang along the coast yung sa area na yon. We get to hit New Orleans also, malapit lang yun doon. So yun, that's the dream. So hopefully soon.
Habang ano, buhay pa si, what's your name, Tootsie?
Si Tootsie, yeah.
Oo nga, yeah. Actually. Diba?
Di ba, habang hindi pa siya nagre-retire. That's the dream.
So yun, guys. I mean, I think, pare, alam mo, 2 episodes straight na tayong food na pinag-usapan, nagutom ako. Tapos gabi pa tayo nagre-record, no?
Oo nga, sino bang may idea na gawin to?
I have baon with me, my honey barbecue fritos. So,
oh my
I'm
gosh.
Gonna be...
Richie, hashtag, this is not an ad, but you know, baka naman, hashtag, back
hashtag
in the
not
man,
sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored, unless you guys wanna.
Yeah.
So yun, guys, that was a great discussion in the past few weeks. Hopefully, guys, if you get to, ano, to our listeners out there, if you get to listen to our episodes, if you want more of this format, yung nanggugutom lang kami, let us know. Drop us a line at Chef Sharwin, at Pickiest Eater, at Chef Edward. We're in most of the social media channels that are out there, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. Drop us a line, message us. So we know, we love feedback, guys, no? So you're
and we love talking about food.
Yeah.
And we love talking.
And we hope this episode we were able to bring you out of your comfort zone and a little bit of escape naman. You guys might be going crazy being cooped up in your house for the past few months. If you guys want to share your experiences with us, check out the Tripod page also on Facebook.
Yeah.
And send us messages naman on like well, what you feel would be nice for a future topic, something like that. Address
yan.
It to,
ano,
to the admin. Basta,
yes.
Maaabot yan sa amin for sure.
There you go. Thank you, guys. So this has been another wonderful, beautiful episode of the Cine Gang. See you again. Masugid na listeners. Masugid nga ba?
Yes.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Peace.
Take care,
bye,
guys.